interesting place. Because kids would get together and talk about and they discuss it with sectors. And I don't remember now exactly when TV came out. Down somewhere in the south part of Lansing, it started a bar, if I remember correctly. Out a ways from Lansing, started a bar. Long after he was pulled out.
Yeah.
I can't even remember the people who worked there, really. I can't even place them anymore. It's been so long.
What was, like, the sitting in there? They had tables?
They had tables and chairs, and they had, I guess it was a box. The old type. It was a noisy place where so many kids playing about all the time. Two props had come over there. Not many, but a few. They go over the march.
Is there a big block between the students and professors? Or do they sit at the same table?
I personally think that there was, at least it seemed to me, that there was, in some cases, a more friendly atmosphere as props than there is now. You didn't feel so much like a number. See, there were probably 10 or 12,000 students at that time. So you knew all the people practically in your classes, but in addition to that, you knew a lot about people because they weren't that many. They used to have dances over the Union, Saturday night, for example, and Friday night. They used to have dances over the Union. It was kind of a big, happy family in those days because it was small. The university was small. Mm-hmm. Now it's so darn big. You know, you don't know the guy three doors down from you sometimes.
Yeah.
It seems like you're going more and you just don't get to know people.
Do you think that's why, like, two people left?
I don't know. I think it was an individual decision by the guy that ran it. I don't think it was because he didn't get business. But although I can remember him complaining several times about kids sitting there too long and not buying anything, you know, which happens all the time when they're, you know, young people get sit and talk.
Do you remember anything in particular that happened in 2020? Did we ever have any food fights that we have to?
No, not as such. I remember seeing somebody pour a coke down somebody's neck one time, you know, coursing around. Nothing really like they got into an animal house or anything like that. But I suppose it could have occurred there. There were a few fist fights that I could. That kind of thing can happen.
Yeah.
It was a pretty friendly atmosphere, and that was like no hassle.
Did they serve any alcohol there?
I don't recall that they did. I used to go over and drink Coke quite a lot. I don't think they ever had beer in there. Lansing was dry at that time, pretty much. Although they did have a little bar right at Hagedorn Road, which was sort of out of East Lansing. That was a part of Meridian Township. I don't think that was even included in the city limits of East Lansing, if I remember. But because it was in Meridian Township, they allowed that bar to be there. And that went out when they built that new Standard Station. Otherwise, you could get beer in that little box. But as far as I know, unless somebody carried it in with them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You
Because then why go to Kubi's? I know like the students today probably wouldn't go and drink coffee. They'd go to the bar and drink.
Well, yeah, I suppose they would. But it was just a friendly place to go, as I say. You know, and everybody used to go over there because it's a place where everybody went. I guess that's about the big reason.
How big was it?
It wasn't a very big place, but I don't know how many people it would hold. I guess you could probably get 100 or more people in there. But it was, it was always, it seemed to me it was always crowded. I really don't know what the reason was for kind of leaving. I think the guy just kind of got fed up. Maybe he was being hassled by the local gendarmes because he was it wasn't a nice food place they would like to have. Thought there was too many students hanging around or whatever. I think it was an individual decision. I never got that close to the guy that ran it.
Was there a piano there or anything? I thought I heard somebody mention there was a piano.
I believe there was an old piano in here that somebody used to bunk on, but I don't even remember where it was. I'm pretty sure there was one.
Yeah, I just was wandering around, somebody would hang around and play a little bit and people go around and sing.
There's an old I wish I could remember his name, who used to run a barber shop sort of down in the basement in that 2 or 3 block area there. And I know he's still around, but he used to keep track of, he used to get photographs, snapshots of practically all the students who had ever been here, anybody that amounted to anything. He'd ask them for a photograph and have them hanging up on the wall there. I think I remember his name, just because of that whole era. He retired at some time, I think.
Kubi's was here, what, when right when the university started growing?
It must have been here. It was here when I came. It was here when I came down one time to take a plumbing exam in 1947. That's before I started school here. But I think it was here long before that. I think it was probably here for 20 or 25 years.
Didn't you say you got all 3 degrees here?
I started in 51. BS in 58, Masters in 54, and PhD.
Wow. Did you work at the same time?
Well, yeah, I was working part-time. I worked in college food shop part of the time. Part of the time, college function. And then I did some research work for Dr. Mayuth Institute, the Kingdom of Soil. That came up with these plastic blocks that put down in the ground to measure soil moisture. And I used to go out there and play to take a Wheatstone bridge and measure moisture in various kinds of soils. So I did that. As a matter of fact, at one time I was working 4 jobs, and I remember going into the Dean of Graduate Studies at that time, and he said he doesn't see how I can get into studies all the places there was as well, but I didn't work them all at the same time, you know, different times of the day and whatnot. That was a little too much. I should cut down. I remember there was quite an argument because by without my help. George gave him a hard time. And so I kept two of the jobs, I guess, and I won't give you two, but I stayed with one fishery assistant, graduate assistant. And I can remember that. It was rather interesting to be honest, call me on the fact that working in too many places. He said it just wouldn't look good if the legislature came down and checked the books and found somebody who was working in important places. Especially when others are looking for jobs. Well, I don't think they wanted to work, you know.
I can't think of anybody that works for jobs.
Well, they were part-time, of course. You try to utilize the time that you had, like between classes and so on. I could go to tin shop between classes and put some clothes and work over there. And for Dr. Bayou, there's a lot of things on the weekend. That could be done on a weekend or evening. And then with fisheries, again, it was between taking classes and zoology and fisheries, I put the fisheries lab. I used to take care of the big aquarium. We had some big aquarium in the hall with the old man side of it. And I kept those supplies of fish and water and gallons
and gallons. Yeah.
Fish about like fish. One time I had trout in there. Difficult to keep the water cool for trout. I had trout in there. Bullfish, black bass. I can remember people standing around with me to keep the bass and throw them over there and attack them and chew them up.
How big was
it? Well, I think there were three or four of these aquaria, and they're about 100 gallons each. And they were right in the wall. They're still over there in the inside of the room. They use them for anything.
Oh, yeah, I think I've seen it.
I used to try to keep fresh fish in there. As soon as some would die, I'd replace them with another one. A lot of people used to come and enjoy watching.
Yeah, what'd you catch those out of the local thing?
Out of some out of the red cedar and some of the red plants.
I'd be shocked when I saw trout out of the red cedar.
Well, we didn't get the trout there. I'm trying to remember now where I got the trout. Somebody brought them down from, I think, the Pine River. The students brought some down. We used to get a collecting from them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. I know it's illegal now.
Yeah. Well, they can still get it collected from them as well and use it for educational purposes. But they're pretty careful now to make sure that they don't have endangered species. It's a whole list of endangered species that you can take special permission to report. In those days, we used to go out with a fish shocker. Dr. Tack was head of the fisheries department. Dr. Ball, he was in zoology and fisheries. I guess he had a joint program. And so we used to take the fish shot down.
They still use that thing.
Oh, yeah, they still belong. I think the fisheries could still get out on the Red Sea there. It's shocking. Check and see what's in
there. I'd like to follow that and see what's in there.
It's very interesting. There's some bass in there, and sunfish. There are two kinds of bass, smallmouth and largemouth. Very rock bass in there. Spotted suckers. A lot of different varieties in there. I used to think that people would say the red cedar was polluted, and I thought it was just fairly well fertilized. So, fertilized enough so you get quite a variety of fishes in there. It's a lot of fun.
And then you said class was on the hunters, like just across the street.
Right where the, where the A&P store is now? Okay, right at the A&P store, there used to be a kind of a dump, and just beyond it was a great big wheat field. And we used to hunt pheasants out there.
That's interesting about a hunter. I go out and I can't find anywhere to hunt.
And then out at the south end of camp, is about where the railroad track is. Go out there and hunt. We're supposed to hunt on campus. properties that used to run along the railroad tracks. You know, there's that right of way in the railroad, as long as the railroad is not commercial. So we used to go out and hunt pheasants. Unfortunately, a lot of the pheasants would just gather up in a big gang in some area of campus where it was, you know, restricted or by the poultry sheds. You'd see flocks of them out there in the field, but you couldn't hunt them.
Oh, I know. That must have bothered you.
Yeah, I've counted as many as 30 or 40 of them in one spot on the field. I'd not be able to get in there.
I think I would have jumped the fence and gone chase them off.
Well, this place is quite different. Much of the area is filled up there by the old Spartan Avenue in that area. All of those stores in there are not there at all. One big field in there, and then kind of a dump right under the area where the Indians throw cans down there. Probably not.